You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to my show. My name is Maria from Ask Maria Now, 640-208-1014. If you're new to my channel, I am a intuitive, strategic counselor, consultant, however you want to interpret it. And I'm here to always give you different opportunities to figure out ways in your situation, how you can navigate through things that are heavy on your heart or heavy on your mind, or going through things that I could really help you with. So I'm here to tell you that I am excited that it is the 4th of July weekend, and I am really proud to be an American. I think this is the greatest place in the world, and I hope that everybody who is an American, who really values, you know, the remarkable 250th anniversary of the birth of the United States. It's really amazing to be living in these times. And I think for all of us, we have to remember the men and women who, these were just ordinary men and women who choose courage over comfort, right? They went out there, they believed freedom was worth it, sacrificing, and they were determined and persevered. And we have the privilege of living in a nation where we could worship, speak freely, dream boldly, and build a life that we choose and we want, right? We don't know what it's like to have those restrictions on us, thank God. And no matter where we come from or who you've been around, and we always have to remember Independence Day makes us know that there's hope for us. And America has great strengths, and every generation has been called to overcome difficulties, right? Every culture, every generation has gone through something, but we want to leave our country better, right, than when we came in. We want it to be better. So I want you to remember today that when you are with your family and you are gathering and celebrating and looking at the beautiful fireworks and, you know, remember those who gave this to us. Remember those brave young men and women that fought with their lives. A lot of them didn't make it, but we could raise our flag high and really be proud of who we are, and that freedom begins in our heart. And we need to have forgiveness, compassion, faith, and love for one another. So I pray for all of us this 4th of July that your homes are filled with love. And we really have to fight for our freedom and never give it up and always, always have faith, right? This is a historical time that we're living through, and the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So this is awesome for all of us. I want you all to have a really beautiful 4th of July celebration, all right? So now I'm going to be just connecting to someone out there who may need to hear a message that I'm going to share. And is Kayla there right now?
Yes.
Hi, Kayla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How can I help?
I was just wondering if any messages were available tonight for me.
Okay. Let's take a look. Are you going through something that's going on with some finances? You got some financial decisions to make, receiving or giving money, or something going on financially, a new opportunity about to come your way?
Yes, sort of, yes.
Sort of. That's going to work out in your favor. Make sure you, you know, follow up and do what you're supposed to do and start planning, you know, get things in order. I do feel that there are going to be changes and expansion for you and advancement for you. But hard work and perseverance is really going to get you where you got to get. So is there anything specific that you want to know about your financial thing or something that's going on?
Am I basically on the right path to where I need to go?
Okay, let's take a look. Yes, you're definitely on the right path. You're actually starting another journey, and I feel it's you're going to achieve your goals with a lot of success and fulfillment. Hard work, though. I do feel you're working hard for this. But at the same time, you just have such beautiful energy. It's a rebirth for you, a new growth, and a new growth for you. And there's going to be financial abundance for it. So it's important changes, and just go with the flow. Keep your eyes and ears open. Pay attention to the small details. And, you know, your inspiration is going to bring you good fortune, a lot of luck coming your way.
Great. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Happy 4th, sweetheart.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that was good. She's got all good things coming to her. And I'm going to pick up on a message that I have for somebody out in the audience that needs to hear this. Okay. Someone is going to have a baby that is been having a problem for quite a while. This person is in her 40s, in her early 40s, and you're actually waiting right now for confirmation that everything's going to be okay. And I'm going to tell you, yes, you're going to have this baby and everything's going to be beautiful. You have new beginnings, the birth of a child, and well, you're really emotional. So I think that whatever your fear is tonight, because I feel a lot of emotion, I want to put those emotions aside and know that you have a victory that's coming to you. Your family is ecstatic. You've been through a lot. I have to be honest. The person that I'm picking up on has been through a lot. And you're just entering such a good time in your life. Don't be afraid. I know you've had some up and down challenges with this situation. And I'm going to tell you that the worst is over and that you're going to be gifted. I also feel that after your baby's born, maybe about 6 to 8 months later, you will be relocating to a warmer area or warmer state that you've been wanting to do, but you wanted to take care of this first. And that's going to happen also. So that's really good for you. Don't be stressed. I feel you're gonna be fine. Got a lot of love and warmth in your heart. This baby's gonna be so welcome. This baby's gonna be a beautiful gift to you, something that you've been praying for. So all is good with that. And you have a lot of planning going on. You have a partnership that you're gonna be doing business with, and I feel growth in that area. But I think for the first year after the baby's born, you're just going to take it easy. Don't start. I know your mind is thinking of all these things way ahead of the game. Just savor the moment because it really goes quickly. And you're going to be okay. Let's take a look. I just want to read you this one more time. It's an exciting time for you. It's an exciting time for you. Your family's all excited, got money coming to you. Big party coming up for you also. So really, really nice things coming. Well, one of your ancestors who passed is actually around you. It's a female. She may have been a grandmother or a great-grandmother, and she wants you to know that everything is, she's standing right by your side, and I believe you're having a little girl. So I think you're excited about that. So you know a lot, and you're anxious. You're having a baby, and all of it's going to go really well. So I hope that was able to help whoever needed that message. And let's go on to the next. Let's see what else I get. To the gentleman out there that is waiting for a job in some kind of law enforcement, there is law enforcement here. I do know you're getting that job. I think you're up to the last part of it. There's some kind of study or something that you go, maybe you're through the academy. You're going to pass that academy and you're going to do great. So we thank men and women like you who put your life on the line every day for us. And I want to wish you all luck. And I want to wish you all a fabulous 4th of July celebration, 250 years for us. Have a great evening, everyone.